Recorded Books presents Just Not That Likeable, The Price All Women Pay for Gender Bias, by former California Senate Majority Leader Gloria Romero, narrated by the author. Acknowledgements. Special thanks to a new generation of young women willing, wanting, and able to call out gender bias and double standards when they see them. Thank you, Rachel Frankel and Jeslyn Mendoza, for helping me find the numerous research studies cited in this book. Thank you, Ramani Dravasula, for truly opening new doors for me to join other women in telling our stories. A special shout out to Post Hill Press. You've put me in the expert hands of Deborah Englander and Heather King, who I absolutely enjoyed working with. I will never forget that email you sent me saying, "You are an author." Wow, and what a story I had to tell. Thank you for taking a chance on me. Thank you also to the wonderful editors, Allie Woodley and Jill Ezrin, for your encouragement and thoughtful insights. A big hug to dear friends, colleagues, and sisters, Poonam Graywall, Maribel Medina, Juana Mora, Jill Stewart, Kaveri Subramaniam, Cher Mendoza, and Caprice Young, who were not only there for me from the start, but who also, I know, will be there for anyone who has the courage to run, not walk, like a bull in a china shop through that labyrinth, swinging away at whatever glass ceilings pretend to stand in our way. As we know, there are no magic ruby slippers or golden brick roads to help us navigate through treacherous labyrinths and smash through seemingly impenetrable glass ceilings to get us safely home. But those ceilings and walls will come crashing down as we tell our stories, file our briefs, and sue our way to justice. There are always others who come before us, and I express my deepest gratitude to them for starting to pave those roads, making it less lonely or less of a road less traveled because of their courage to start the walk. May Anne Hopkins, whom I never knew, rest in peace. Her life mattered for us all. Thank you, Anne Hopkins, for being so unlikable and changing history for every woman in this country who has the courage to not be afraid to speak up. Finally, this book is for any woman who has ever been called bossy, mean, aggressive, or quite frankly, just a bitch. As I once told my daughter, Soledad Ursua, all bitch means is that you stood up for yourself. More than anyone, this book is for her because she was the first one to encourage me to write it. Because of her, I refuse to wear pink on Wednesdays. Preface. Moderator, what can you say to the voters of New Hampshire on this stage tonight who see your resume and like it, but are hesitating on the likability issue, where they seem to like Barack Obama more? Hillary Clinton, well, that hurts my feelings. Moderator, I'm sorry, Senator, I'm sorry. Clinton, but I'll try to go on. He's very likable. I agree with that. I don't think I'm that bad. Barack Obama, you're likable enough, Hillary. From the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama presidential primary debate, January 5, 2008. If I didn't speak the way I do, I wouldn't have been seen as a leader. But my way of speaking may have grated on people who were not used to hearing it from a woman. It was the right way for a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?